we open our hearts to you this morning.
今天早上主啊, 我们向你敞开我们的心,
that the power of your spirit will rest mightily upon our lives.
让圣灵的大能大大降临在我们的生命。
We want to make a difference with our life.
我们的生命又再也不一样。
We don't want to just waste away the time that you're giving to us.
我们不要浪费你给我们的时间。
But we search you day and night till we find you.
日夜的要寻找你,
till your glory descends upon this house.
直到我们寻找到你, 直到你的荣耀降临。
Every word you've spoken for this house will come to pass and become a reality.
你口中所发出来的话语将成为事实。
We thank you, you're choosing another breed of people that will rise and make a clear difference.
感谢你拣选的这一群人, 他们将再也不一样。
A Davidic generation.
就好像呢, 属于大卫的时代,
push away,
来推倒,
cut off,
切断,
remove,
除去,
replace the leadership of Saul.
取代了那个扫罗的领导。
In the spirit world, something supernatural will happen.
在灵界里面，超自然的事情将要发生。
Raise up significant people in our churches.
兴起的超自然的在子民当中。
Those who have the power to make the difference.
那些有能力做不一样的事情。
Those who are born again.
那些重生的。
Baptized in the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵的洗的。
They're strengthened with strength from on high.
从上头得着能力的。
Or they're willing to do His will.
他们愿意行主的旨意的,
and God is willing to work inside His will into their hearts.
神愿意在他们心中动工的,
until they start to represent God's will.
直到他们呢, 代表神的旨意,
be born again.
重生,
be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵的洗,
be strengthened with strength in the inner man.
在灵里面的灵人得着成就,
let God work His will in our lives.
让神的旨意成就在我们身上,
and give us the power to do that will.
给我们能力来行他的旨意。
Above all, the word that's been coming to me is courageous. Take courage.
神给我的话语呢, 就是你要鼓起勇气。
Take courage and put it on.
你要鼓起勇气, 走进道路。
Take faith and put it on.
你要行着信心。
There's much work to do.
有很多事工要做。
There's much rubbish everywhere.
在很多地方都很多垃圾。
But God has given us a mandate.
在神给我们这个世界使命。
Cross over, take over.
要跨越, 要征服。
And He is crossing over ahead of us.
他在我们面前已经跨越过去了。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
We cannot release what we don't have.
我们所释放的不是我们所没有拥有的。
We can only release what God has put in our hearts.
我们只能够释放神在我们放在我们心中的。
That is the power of God that is going to come sweep the nations of the world.
这个大能要降临在世界各国。
And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached for as a sign to them.
神的福音要传给他们，作为他们一个征兆。
With all these things that are happening in this hour,
在这个事情，这世界所发生的一切，
men are confused which way to go.
人们很混乱，不懂要朝向什么方向。
Jesus said, "I'm the way."
耶稣说，我就是道路。
I'm the truth.
我就是真理。
I'm the life.
我就是生命。
I'm He that was dead, but I'm alive forevermore.
我呢，从死里复活，现在我永远活着。
Lord, we ask of you specifically to work your will in us.
是啊，祈求你的旨意在我们里面成就。
Get us moving.
让我们继续向前进。
Strengthen our inner man.
使我们灵人刚强。
Until our inner man is strong to carry the armor of God.
直到我们灵人刚强了，能够拥戴了神的旨意。
And push back the powers of the enemy.
推倒一切仇敌的力量。
Oh, work within us until your will is established in us.
主啊，在我们里面动工，直到你的旨意成就在我们身上。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to make a difference with your life?
多少人的生命要做不一样的事情？
So that we become distinctively different.
让我们跟世界不一样。
When people see us in the nations of the world, they will know, they recognize they came from this small town of Moab.
当外国的人看到我们的时候， 他们会记得， 认得我们从是麻坡出来的。
I'm not talking about anything else except that the Holy Spirit is releasing me to say.
我所讲的东西都是圣灵赐给我要讲的。
That those who live under this type of grace and anointing will begin to reproduce themselves so quickly in this coming year.
那些活在这个恩典和恩膏之下的，今年呢，要特别很快速的成长。
For everything we have lost,
一切我们所失去的。
For those who have gone on to be with the Lord,
那些呢，回到天家的。
God's going to add in new ones.
神要把新的人带进来。
And these kind of leaders are different from what we have ever seen before.
这种的领袖呢，我们从来没有看过的。
They love the house of God dearly. I delight to dwell in your presence.
他们爱神的家, 他们喜爱住在神的同在。
Anyone who despises the building and the raising up of churches and people,
那些轻看我们兴起人的,
should not be hearkened to.
我们不要听他们的话。
Because the most important assignment that Jesus did was,
耶稣给我们的使命就是,
build the foundation,
要建造这个根基,
establish the cornerstone,
然后建造这个房角石。
Then after that, He released one another to build on the same foundation so that the building will go higher and higher.
然后他不断, 按照一些人的能够创造这个根基，直到我建筑更加高。
In the course of time, I'd like to explain to you the vision, open vision that I saw about God building dimensions into ANS and Isaac churches.
在以后呢，我要跟你们解释呢，神怎样这个创造这个属灵的层面，在我们以撒王的教会还有万国圣殿。
Sometimes when we build a house, we prepare all the fittings, the electrical wire for the fittings and the conditioner where the air conditions is going to be placed.
有时候我们建造一个家的时候，我们把这个电线啊，还有那个空调电线要放在哪里
？All these joints are already fixed.
这些呢已经被安装好了。
Then you can use them.
现在你可以使用它们。
You don't have to dig into the walls. You can use them immediately.
你不需要呢，在敲打这个墙壁。你现在马上可以使用它。
In the same way, all ANS members listen to this.
同样的，万国圣殿的会友，你要小心
聆听。God has built things into this place. You got to learn to take it, learn to use it, learn to multiply it, and learn to be strengthened by it.
神在建造一些东西在我们的家中，你现在要懂得怎样使用它，怎样支取它。
We have one of the most powerful worship.Atmosphere that in the regions around about.
我们有一个带有能力的那种属灵的气氛。
There's so many churches with big number of orchestra and all kinds of stuff, but they cannot touch the dimension of the spirit.
很多教会呢，他们都有很大的敬拜团队，但是他们触摸不到属灵的层面。
Everybody remembers the school of prophets, prophetic worship, breakthrough worship.
每个人都记得呢，这个先知学校他们的突破敬拜。
I believe God wants to do an amazing work within us.
我相信神要做奇妙的事工在我们里面。
So I want to introduce you. I want you to learn to introduce yourself as a giant slayer, nation builder.
我你把你自己看成一个击杀敌人的，来夺取国家的。
And city taker.
还有夺取城市的。
Because God did not plan you to be mediocre or ordinary, but extraordinary.
神的计划就是你要成为超自然的，不是成为普通的平凡人。
We just, Mom and I just finished our 40th.Anniversary, wedding anniversary.
Mom 跟我呢才庆祝了我们40年的结婚周年纪念。
Another 40 years is what we ask.
另外一个40年是我们要求神给我们的。
I believe so.
我相信这点。
Please continue to pray for me.
请你们继续为我祷告。
Because I'm getting better and better.
因为我变得更加的好了。
But I want to get gooder and gooder.
但是我变得更加的好，更加强壮。
To such an extent that the power of the enemy will, when he listens to the voice of God's word, he will flee 1,000 miles.
直到一个地步呢。当那敌人听到神的声音的时候，他逃跑一千里。
See, after me, nothing is impossible.
跟我一说，没有东西是不可能的。
Everything that is impossible can become possible.
一切不可能都可以变成可能。
Because God don't want you to stay in one level of glory. He wants you to move from glory to glory, from strength to strength.
因为神不要你停留在一个阶段，神要你力上加力，荣上加荣。
I want to take you to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16.
我们要打开呢，《撒母耳记上》第16章。
I'm going to talk to you something that is very close to the heart of God for our nations in the world today.
我今天要跟您讲到呢，神的心意关于我们的国家的。
1 Samuel 16,
撒母耳记上的第十六章
verse 1 and verse
节
verse 3
到第三节
and verse 12,
还有十二节。
So are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
1 Samuel 16,
撒母耳记上的第十六章
verse 1, 3 and 12,
第一节、第三节跟第十二节。
1:16, all right. Now the Lord said to Samuel, How long will you grieve over Saul since I have rejected him from being king over Israel?
耶和华对撒母耳说，我竟厌弃撒罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？
I can remember in my English class, the teacher saying, Don't cry over spilled milk.
我记得呢，我的英文老师跟我讲呢，不要因为倾倒的那些牛奶而哭泣。
They will never rise.
他们不会兴起来的。
This group of people are destined to stay the way they are.
就是这群人呢，他们已经决定了留在他们那的地步。
But God wants us to know.
但是神要我们知道。
He don't want positional leaders. He want leaders.
他不要呢领袖的定位，他要领需要的是领袖。
Those who lead these people out of the place of misery and distress.
那些带领他的子民的从困难的环境中出来的。
The Bible says Jesus saw the crowd and his heart was filled with compassion because he saw them sheep without shepherd.
耶稣看见群众充满了怜悯的心，他们那个群众好像没有牧羊人这样。
He said, "Pray then."
他说祷告。
Pray then.
你要这样的祷告。
So prayer can begin to bring out this company of people that are.True shepherds and laborers out from the into the open.
所以呢，祷告能够使到真正的牧羊牧者呢，能够兴起来。
I believe that God is taking one from the city, one from the village, one from this college, and one from the other training center. to assemble them in Zion.
我相信神呢，在呼召着一个人从一个乡村，另外一个从一个学院，在那个西安要来建造他们。
We won't know how many members we have when the church comes to full.
我们不知道怎样会怎样，但是我们
where some of them are drifting away.
我们看见了教会要充满了人。
You can see how the church is paralyzed.
你看见有时候教会呢怎样啊瘫痪了
？The people are paralyzed.
人们怎样瘫痪？
You cannot move more than 10 kilometers.
我们呢不能够啊移动了超过十公里。
If you drive a car, they also define you who should sit in the car.
如果你驾一辆车，他们也要定义谁可以跟你坐在一起。
Only family members.
只有家庭成员的人。
You can't take anybody.
你也不可以载别人。
Even if it's an angel.
虽然他也是天使。
The roads are blocked everywhere.
很多地方都有路那个。
For the first time, I feel helpless.
我第一次感觉到很无助。
Until I went into the presence of God.
直到我听到神的同在。
God said, "How long?"
神说几久
？How long you going to cry?
你要哭几久
？How long can you push this?
你要努力几久
？I have rejected the whole system.
他说，神说我已经拒绝了整个制度。
I raised up something of the kingdom.
我已经建立起了一个属于神的国度的。
You know, right across the world, there are two people. One God's people, the other is people who don't have God.
在世界上两群人，一群人是有神，一群人是没有神的。
The godly and the ungodly.
属神和不属神的。
And so we see God asking Samuel, I've already rejected them. Why are you still pursuing this?
所以你们看到神对撒母耳说：“撒母耳啊，我已经拒绝了扫罗，为什么你还要悲伤呢？”
Because he said, "I fill up your horn with oil." In verse 6, chapter 16, verse 1.
他说：“神说你将膏油了圣满的脚。”
Fill your horn with oil.
他说：“你将膏油盛满了脚。”
I'm going to send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite.
我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去。
I have selected a king for myself among his sons.
因为我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。
There are so many kings for themselves.
很多人都有自己的王。
The more politicians in than work done.
大部分政治人物他们就是要这样的。
Increase salary, increase all kinds of stuff.
他们就是要各种的需求，比如说呢要增加薪水啦。
Just to give them a place.
所以呢，就给他们这个一个地位。
But God has selected for Himself.
但是神呢，已经呢拣选了他自己。
I said, do you believe that?
他已经自己拣选了一个王。
God is told Saul, Samuel not to cry, not to grieve over. That means every time you think about the situation, you fall in depression.
每一次你想到这个情况的时候呢，你就好像悲伤这样，好像撒母耳这样。
The key is for I have selected a man.
他的要实际呢，就是神已经拣选了一个人
，a king for him for myself，
一定一个做王的。
These are people that men don't want to choose。
这个人呢，是人们不要选择的。
In fact, when he went to the dedication service, Samuel looked at all the brothers of David and said, "This is the first one. He must be there. He must be the one. He must be the one." God said, "None of them."
然后撒母耳去到耶西的家之后，他看到他的众子呢，看到这个是人拣选的嘛？神说不是。
He said, "I have selected."
神说我自己拣选的。
Right now, if you want to be significant,
如果你要做一个显著的人
，you must be God's handpicked.
你必须被神所拣选
，selected himself.
被神自己所拣选
，candidate.
所拣选的人选。
Because he didn't have everything that he needed to become the king.
因为呢，大卫没有他所需要的一些条件要成为国王。
But you got to start somewhere.
但是他必须从一些地方开始。
I said, when even though God has a place for you to be the king of Israel, it won't happen tomorrow.
虽然是呢，指以色列成为呢以色列国王，但是他不可能明天会发生的。
That's why God handpicked this man.
所以为什么神拣选了这个人
？Because he was clear about what he's doing.
因为他很清楚知道他要做的。
This young man,
这个年轻人
was very special.
是很特别的。
Because God selected him.
因为神亲自拣选了他。
And rejected somebody else.
然后拒绝了另外一个扫罗。
Please remember, don't take leadership lightly. When you're chosen, somebody is rejected.
你要不要轻看这个领导啊？因为当你被拣选的时候，某一些人呢被神拒绝了。
You're filling the gap.
所以呢，你在呢补充这个缺口。
When people don't want to enter and you go in there, God bless you crazy.
当人们不要这个地位的时候，你进去的话，神大大的祝福你。
If you start doing what nobody wants to do, what God wants it done, if you do that, you'll be the first in class.
如果你要做神人们不要做的神要你做的你要这样做的话神的大祝福大大
领导你 so, ANS,
所以万国圣殿以撒网络你们不要埋怨
Why we didn't get this?
为什么我们得不到这个
Why we didn't get that?
为什么我们不能去到那里
If God has handpicked you,
如果神拣选了你
Things are going to change.
事情将会改变。
I said things are going to change.
我说事情将会改变。
I have selected for myself a king.
他说呢，我自己拣选了一个王。
So God knows the future, He chose the right man.
所以神知道未来，他选择了对的人。
But the man was not ready.
但是那个人还没有准备好。
So God had to do something.
所以神必须做一些东西。
He had personal testimonies, but he didn't have spiritual dimensions to the measure that God needed.
他有这个见证，但是他没有呢神所需要那种属灵的层面。
Saul was an older gentleman.
扫罗呢是旧一代的人。
David was about 16 or 17.
那时候大卫王大概是大卫是六十七岁这样。
The young one replacing the old.
啊，取代了年老的。
Why was that? Because Saul continually disobeyed God.
为什么呢？因为扫罗王继续的不断的不顺服神。
If you don't know what to do, it's okay. But to do what is wrong is wrong.
如果你不懂怎样做不要紧，但是你做错误的东西才是错了。
That's why God handpicked this man.
所以为什么神拣选了这个人？
This young boy by the name of David.
一个年轻人名叫大卫。
And Samuel also was instructed.
撒母耳呢也受到这个指示。
Tell the house of Jesse that you're coming for sacrifice.
告诉啊耶西的家庭说了我要去那边献祭。
Invite Jesse to the sacrifice.
所以呢，他邀请耶西全家人来到这个献祭。
I'll show you what you should do.
告诉他要做什么。
You shall anoint for me the one whom I designate to you.
神说呢，我所指给你的人，你要膏他。
Even prophets cannot choose.
就算先知自己也不能做这个选择。
Because we know in part, we prophesy in part.
因为我们知道一部分，我们只发预言一部分。
But the part we contribute must be an important contribution.
但是我们所贡献的必须是很重要的。
It is important.
所以很重要。
Say after me, he will be handpicked and selected by God Himself.
跟我一起说呢，他要被神自己亲自所拣选。
So you must be in a place you chose your.You're in a place where God can see the quality of your life and choose you.
所以你必须来到一个地步，神可以看见你生命的数字，神可以拣选你。
The angel of the Lord waited.
天使在等待。
He waited and waited and waited and began to see Gideon beating wheat in the wine press.
他不断等待，直到呢，他看到基甸的打麦。
Hello.
Hello.
You man of God.
哇，你属神的人。
Mighty man of valor.
大人的勇士啊。
A warrior.
一个战士
a champion,
一个冠军
He said, how can I be a mighty warrior? I'm beating wheat in the wine press.
基甸说我怎么才能可以成为大人的勇士呢我在这麦场打麦
And then as he started to converse with the angel said to him, go in this strength that you carry.
他就跟天使交谈的时候天使跟他说你要带着这个大人出去
Oh, I'm telling you, when I'm weak, I'm strong.
当我软弱的时候神使我刚强
Because something has to replace the natural and bring in the supernatural.
因为某些东西要取代我们的自然的把超自然的带进来
That's why when this condition came upon my body
所以当我有这个病的状况的时候
I made up my mind to bring complete reproach to the kingdom of darkness.
我的决定呢就要把这个黑暗的国度完全推出去
Because it's not by might nor by power but by his spirit, say the Lord.
因为是非靠势力非靠才能是靠神的圣灵
If God has chosen me
如果神拣选了我
The power of the enemy is going to break.
敌人的力量呢，要被破除掉。
Every time God appointed a leader in rising, there will always be a challenge.
每一次当神安立一个领袖的时候，将会有挑战。
I want every one of you to take this seriously into your heart.
我们每个人认真看待这件事情。
I want to be handpicked and selected by God.
我要被神亲自的所拣选。
That God will put a seal upon my life.
神要放这个印记在我的生命。
Let's look in chapter 16, verse 13.
那我们看呢，第十六章的第十。三节
and verse 13
第十三节
have you got 16:13
十六章十三节
Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers and the spirit of the Lord came upon David mightily from that day forward
撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他诸兄中膏了他从那日起耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫
Can you imagine from 16 years of age, God's preparing you to take over?
你也想象在16岁的时候，神已经准备你要去征服了。
He found this man.
他寻找到这个人。
Behold, now an evil spirit from God is terrorizing you.
现在有恶魔呢，从神那里来骚扰这个扫罗。
Even Saul's servants begin to look at his life and know that something is wrong.
扫罗的臣仆看到他扫罗的生命，也知道他生命有些东西是犯错了。
But we have temporary solution.
但是我们有一个短暂的解决方案。
Listen very, very carefully, members of ANS and all churches connected to Isaac.
还有以撒网络的会友。
The spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and evil spirit from the Lord was terrorizing him.
第十四节，耶和华的灵呢离开扫罗，有恶魔从耶和华那里骚扰他。
So the servant suggested to him, let our Lord now, in verse 16,
然后在第十五节呢，扫罗的臣仆对他说
：“Command your servants who are before you。”
我们的主可以吩咐面前的臣仆找一个。
Let them seek a man。
让我们找一个人
，who is a skillful player，
善于弹琴的来
，of the harp，
等神那里来的恶魔临到你。
And it will come about that when the evil spirit from God is on you, he shall play the harp and with his hands, and you will be well。
等神那里来的恶魔临到你身上的时候，使他用手弹琴，你就好了。
When God rejects you, all kinds of things go wrong。
当神拒绝一个人的时候，各种糟糕的事情就要发生。
But the Bible said the Spirit of God will come upon you mightily。
耶和华的灵要大大的临到你。
From that day forward，
从那个时候开始。
Do you really want to be a giant slayer？
你要成为一个击杀巨人的人吗？
I said, do you want to be a city taker?
你要成为一个夺取城市的人吗？
Do you want to be a nation builder?
你要成为一个建造国家的人吗？
These are frontline ministries.
这些都是站在前线的事工。
You go put your hand in desolate cities and rebuild them again.
神把你的手呢啊放在一个荒废的城市，重新建造这个城市。
By faith we understand.
借着信心我们明白。
That God by His Spirit.
神借着他的灵。
Reveals to us the pattern of how to remake the earth.
启示给我们呢，他怎样重新创造这个土地。
In the beginning, God said,
在起初的时候，神说
，Let there be light.
要有光
，and there was light.
就有了光。
In the same way, God fashioned the world.
同样的，神怎样创造这个世界
？With the power of His word.
借着他的话语的力量
，or the word that demonstrates His power.
然后呢，话语的彰显他的力量。
The word that demonstrates His power.
这个道或者话语彰显他的力量。
That when it goes out, it will not return.
当他发出去的时候，将不会突然返回。
Until it's finished all that needs to be done.
直到他完成神所发出的旨意。
Some people said, "Well, you know, you prophesied."
有人跟我说你发预言。
About President Donald Trump.
讲到了特朗普总统。
America is bigger than Donald Trump.
美国的比特朗普总统更大。
God uses a man to do something.
使用一个人来做一些东西。
Not always what we want, the way we want.
不是我们所要的方式，有时候。
But when he started with Donald Trump.
但是当他从川普总统开始的时候。
What he has begun to do in him will continue.
What 神在呢川普总统身上所动的功能将继续走下去。
Even if things don't change.
虽然事情没有改变。
Things will be exposed.
有些东西将要被揭露出来。
And the people movement will demonstrate.
人群的运动将要开始的彰显。
The power of the Holy Spirit is already in America.
也要彰显的圣灵的大能在美国。
The church is unaware that the move of God has already begun.
教会这时候还没有察觉到神的行动已经开始了。
With or without Trump.
有川普或者没有川普。
Because God fixed His eyes on America to change America to make sure that America become great again.
因为神的眼目在观看着美国，确保美国再一次强大起来。
I believe this is important for us.
我相信这对我们来讲很重要。
The Holy Spirit came upon him.
圣灵临到他身上。
Began to increase every day forward.
开始呢，他每一天。
The Spirit of God will come upon you mightily from that day forward.
神的灵呢，在从那天开始呢，就大大的感动大卫，临到他身上。
That's why the leaders God's looking for is people who are free in the Spirit.
这是神所寻找的人，就是他们灵里面很释放的。
And allow the Holy Spirit to strengthen their inner man.
允许圣灵呢，使他们的灵人刚强。
And begin to cause our body, mortal body, to receive life and resurrection power.
开始使到我们这朽坏的身体的灵重新灵得着力量。
So somebody said to King Saul, I've seen that man. I've seen that young boy Jesse.
所以呢，那臣仆对扫罗王说，我看过这个人，耶西的儿子。
In verse 18, now we are now in verse 18.
十八节。
Then one of the young men said, Behold, I've seen the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is a skillful musician, a mighty warrior, a mighty man of valor, a warrior, one prudent in speech, and a handsome man. And the Lord was with him.
其中一个少年人说：“我曾见伯利恒人耶西的一个儿子，善于弹琴，是大有勇敢的战士，说话适宜，容貌俊美，耶和华也与他同在。”
Nobody in the house, nobody in the palace,
没有人在皇宫里面
could help Saul,
可以帮助到扫罗王。
But a young boy came into this palace,
但是一个少年人来到皇宫
，changed the atmosphere of the place,
改变那皇宫整个的氛围
，push the devils out, bring the God in.
把那魔鬼赶出去，把神带进来。
To such an extent, there was combat.
到一个地步呢，有征战。
That the demonic spirit
这个邪灵
picked up a javelin in the hands of Saul.
他们呢就离开了这扫罗。
And threw the javelin against David.
哦，对不起，从神那里的恶魔临到扫罗的身上呢，大卫就拿琴用手弹琴。
And David ran for cover.
然后过后， 这个扫罗王要杀大卫，大卫跑掉了。
No weapon formed against you can prosper.
那些呢对付我们的武器必不能够亨通。
I said no weapon.
我说没有任何武器。
Which part of the no that the devil doesn't understand?
这部分魔鬼不明白了。
No weapon formed against us can prosper.
没有任何武器呢抵挡我们的可以亨通。
He tried.
他虽然尝试。
But he cannot prevail.
但是他不能得胜。
You are handpicked and selected by God.
因为你是被神自己所拣选的。
And the Spirit of God will come upon you mightily from this day forward.
然后圣灵要大大降临你在从今天开始。
Mark your calendars in Jesus' name.
你要呢记下这个日期。
That this is a special day.
今天是特别的日子。
To become free.
要得释放。
In our minds, in our hearts.
在我们思维，在我们心中。
And choose a greater glory than the lesser glory.
要选择呢啊末后的这个荣耀。
When the evil spirit came, they sent David. David took a harp and played it with his hands, and Saul was refreshed.
有恶魔来到呢，然后大卫弹琴，然后过后这个恶灵呢离开扫罗，然后
so the worship anointing touches Saul.
所以呢，敬拜的恩膏呢触摸到扫罗
，change the atmosphere，
改变整个氛围
，got rid of the devil，
把魔鬼赶出去
，and he became afresh.
然后呢，他就得着力量。
I'm telling you, the more the devil keeps coming towards your life and towards your family, you become more and more irritated, exhausted.
啊，你不断的被魔鬼所压制、所骚扰呢，临到你的家庭。
Because the devil will push you to right to the corner.
因为魔鬼就好像把你逼到一个角落。
But God is good.
但是神对我们是好的。
I say God is good.
我说神是好的。
He sent a prophet and anoints you with oil.
他差遣先知呢，用油膏了你。
And the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵。
Has identified his man.
他呢已经认识辨别了你是属于他的。
And every day.
每一天。
Oh, I like the word from that day forward.
我喜欢这个词句，从那天开始。
No tax.
再也没有压力。
No tax.
没有压力。
No manipulation.
再也没有压制。
They cannot charge anything against David because the Holy Spirit was getting stronger every day.
因为每一天呢，圣灵的大能在大卫身上加增。
God must equip us
神必须装备我们
to deal with every resistance that comes upon our life.
要对付我们生命的任何一切的挑战。
Because if God comes in, devil goes out.
因为当神进入的时候，魔鬼就要逃跑。
I say when God comes in,
我说当神进来的时候
devil goes out.
魔鬼就要出去。
Because when the Holy Spirit came down on David, it touched the whole atmosphere, changed the atmosphere.
因为当圣灵临到大卫身上的时候，他改变了、触摸了整个的氛围。
And the dying man under the oppression of the devil is set free.
然后那个受到恶魔辖制的扫罗已经就得释放了。
The evil spirit is not from God.
这个恶魔不是从神来的。
But he allowed the evil spirits to go and deal with Saul.
但是神允许这恶魔临到扫罗身上。
Because when you owe the mafia,
因为呢，当你如果有这个
，you're in for trouble already.
你自己本身他本身是一个强盗的话呢，啊，他就问题了。
You start to steal from them, they're going to kill you.
如果你跟他们同党的话，那么恶魔会来杀你、杀害你。
When you and I put our hands in the ways of the world and taint our hands and taint our lips and taint our ears and eyes，
意思是说，如果你跟我呢从世界那边要插一脚的话
，we are asking for trouble，
我们就有大问题了。
So cut it off，
所以要把它从切断。
Cut off whatever is inviting devils in your life，
不要邀请魔鬼进入你的生命。
You got to push it out away，
要把它赶出去。
Because the moment you cut off the enemy,
当那一刻你把敌人切断的时候
，and continue to increase in the power of the Holy Ghost,
继续的加增圣灵的力量
，your life will never be the same.
你的生命将再也不一样。
Because now you have God on your side.
因为现在神在帮助你。
The Holy Spirit descending every day.
圣灵每一天临到你的身上。
Every day with the Holy Spirit increasing.
每一天圣灵的都加增在你的生命。
He's training your hands for war.
他在训练你的。手来征战。
He show you how to deal with the works of darkness.
他启示你怎样对抗这个黑暗的势力。
Chapter 17, 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上的第十七章。
Verse 17 to 19.
第十七到第十九节。
Let's look at our third point.
让我们看我们的第三点。
The first being you will be handpicked and selected by God Himself.
第一点呢，讲到你自己本身会被神亲自所拣选。
Many are called, few are chosen because they don't want to qualify.
很多人被呼召，但是只有少部分人被拣选，因为有些人不愿意。
Verse 17.
第十七节，十七章。
1 Samuel 17:17. Jesse said to David his son, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of this roasted grain and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to your brothers."
意思耶西对他儿子大卫说，你拿一依法烘了的穗子和十个饼速速地送到营里去，交给你哥哥们。
Bring also these 10 cuts of cheese to the commander of the 1,000 and look into the welfare of your brothers and will bring back news of them to me.
再拿这十块奶饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。
Now this is the father's instruction.
这是呢他父亲的指示。
Simple instruction.
很简单的指示。
Just make sure you take this thing to that place, to the battlefield.
确保你把这食物呢叫到啊战场上去。
Because they heard the battle is all stopped.
因为他们听到现在暂时休战了。
They're now on pause. Saul doesn't know what to do.
因为扫罗不懂要怎样做，暂时休战。
But if you follow your father's instruction,
但是如果你跟随你父亲的指示
，David will arrive close to destiny.
啊，你的大卫呢就很靠近他的命定了。
Don't neglect the instructions I give to you every Sunday.
所以不要轻看我每个礼拜天给你们的指示。
Or every other day of the week.
或者是在啊，任何一天的指示。
Because these instructions will save your life.
因为这指示呢会救了你的生命。
The Holy Spirit will bring you on time to hear the sound of the battle.
圣灵会使到你呢在对的时刻听到这个征战的声音。
Because the whole army of Israel were paralyzed.
因为整个以色列的军队都瘫痪了。
Goliath would come every morning and every evening, two sessions a day, begin to demoralize them.
哥利亚祭人的每一天呢都来羞辱那些以色列人。
And God said, enough is enough.
神说受够了。
For 40 days and 40 nights, that means 80 sessions.
就讲了80堂啊，来羞辱。
I don't even get that amount of time to share with you who are living far away.
我本身呢也没有这种的时间呢，跟你们分享这八十堂。
I wish that God will add up some measure to you.
我希望神呢加添给你们。
So the devil went on for 80 sessions, just hitting them, intimidated them until Saul took out his robes.
所以魔鬼呢不断的威胁他们，那个恐吓他们的八十堂啊，直到扫罗啊，他把他的衣裳打开
，and his armor，
还有呢，把他的那个军装
，sword was hanging in the wall at the wall，
他把他的剑呢啊挂在墙上
，but when you come，
但是当他你来的时候
，following your father's instruction，
跟随你父亲的指示的时候
，it will guide you so that you'll find your own assignment。
他呢会带领你，让你寻找到你自己本身的。
Point number three，
第三点
，God will start with you，
所以从你开始。
He'll start you with your father's assignment.
他首先呢会从你啊，你得到你父亲的使命开始。
And then when you're faithful,
当你忠心的时候
，you'll find your own.
你会寻找到你自己本身的使命。
Let me repeat.
我再重复一遍。
God will start with you.
神会从你开始。
With your father's assignment.
他会把你啊父你父亲给你使命开始。
And then he will guide you to your own.
过后呢，神会带领你，你有你自己的使命。
If you're not a good follower, you're not a good leader.
如果你不是个好的跟随者，你不能成为一个好的领袖。
Every good leader follows something, someone.
每个好的领袖都是跟随一些人的。
And they can give them the place of a mentor.
然后他们可以呢，成为他们的导师，一个地方的导师。
Or a father, spiritual father.
或者是属灵的父亲。
We have to understand this that God wants to make it clear to you that.Victory is not a solo project.
所以神要你清楚的知道呢，这个得胜不是一个人的。
Follow your father's instruction.
你要跟随你父亲的指示。
And get a step closer to destiny.
这样的话，你就会更加靠近你的命定。
You can read that in chapter 17, 1 Samuel 17,
撒母耳记上第十七章
，and verse 19,
第十九节。
For Saul and they and all the men of Israel in the valley of fighting with the Philistines.
扫罗与大卫的三个哥哥和以色列众人在以拉谷与非利士人打仗。
21 and 22, Israel and the Philistines drew up in battle array, army against army.
第二十一节，以色列人和非利士人都摆列队伍，彼此相对。
That nobody was moving because all of them were paralyzed.
没有人行动啊，因为他们都瘫痪了。
With fear.
带着恐惧
with frustration that we have people who are soldiers who don't act like soldiers
还有很灰心因为他们是兵士但是行动行为却不像兵士
God was angry with this
神也是很生气
the tribe of Ephraim
就是这些那一群人呢
they were all equipped with bow but did not go to war
他们每个人都装备好但是却没有去战场
they were all trained but do nothing
他们每个人受训练但是什么都没有做
Class after class after class after class, still they never go on.
上了一堂又一堂的课呢，但是还是不要向前进。
You train them in the, you know, into the core group leadership team. You train them, train them, train them. You got to train them again and retrain them again and again and again, and no output.
你不断的在训练训练他们呢，上了一堂又一堂课，但是他们本身却没有行动。
That's why the Holy Spirit cannot descend upon you and increase.
所以为什么圣灵不能够加增在你的生命？
We have too many things inside our heart that we keep. The Holy Spirit has no space.
我们心中充满了很多东西，圣灵再没有空间了。
You know, sometimes when people get, you are sitting in a public bus.
有时候你坐在公共巴士里面呢，
you get somebody who's smoking when you should not.
有一些人在公共巴士里面呢抽烟了。
Then the smoke gets into your eyes.
然后呢烟呢就淋到你的眼睛了。
Then if you don't move further, then the smoke gets into your spirit.
你不跑开的话呢，这个烟呢可能跑进你的灵里面了。
And your lungs become congested with secondhand smoke.
然后你的肺部充满了二手烟。
And people die from secondhand smoke.
人们就因为有些二手烟而死掉了。
That's why we thank God at least they become clearer to not to harm others also.
我们要很清楚的不要使别人遭害。
The Bible is very clear that
圣经很清楚告诉我们呢，
you follow your father's assignment,
你跟随你父亲的这些使命，
you will reach your destination.
你也会抵达呢神给你的命定。
Come with me to chapter 17, verse 28 onwards.
然后第十七章的二十八节开始。
1 Samuel chapter
撒母耳记上
17,
第十七章
verse 28 to 30.
二十八到三十节。
Are you there?
找到了吗？
I said, are you there?
你们找到了吗？
Now Eliab in verse 28.
二十八节。
Eliab, his older brother heard.When he spoke to the man, and Eliab's anger burned against David, for he said, Why have you come down here? With whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know you are mischievous and the wickedness of your heart, for you have come down in order to see the battle.
大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒说，你下来做什么呢？在旷野里的那几只羊，你交托了给谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为看要看征战。
One of the hardest discipline is this.
其中一个呢，最难的管教就是呢，
When you become distracted from your assignment by the rising conflicts among your brothers and other people.
就是当你在你的弟兄中呢，因为那些冲突了，你就分散了你的注意力了。
So point number four.
所以第四点。
Don't be distracted from your assignment.
不要呢分散了你的注意力。
Whether your brother rises against you.
不论呢有谁要抵挡你。
Whether the people in the city rises up against you.
或者是城市的人，或者是你的弟兄要抵挡你。
Be focused.
所以你要专注。
Finish it on the cross.
你要完成神给你的使命。
Begin it at the throne.
你要从神的宝座开始。
So that you can start ruling and reigning.
然后你就可以开始了，跟一神一起掌权作王。
So you really want to be a giant slayer?
那你真的要成为一个击杀巨人的人吗？
You really want to become a city taker?
你要成为一个夺取城市的人吗？
You want to be a nation builder?
你要成为一个建造国家的人吗？
I get the song. Let's go take the city.
我们听到一首歌呢，让我们去夺取城市。
We can take the city if we want to.
夺取城市。
So don't be distracted from your assignment.
所以呢，你不要从你的使命中呢分散了你的注意力。
By the rising conflict with your brothers and other people around about.
因为你周遭的人或者你的弟兄起冲突。
Oh, they don't like me.
哦，因他们不喜欢我。
It's not about liking.
不是讲到问题，不是出在喜不喜欢。
They won't listen to me.
哦，他们不要听我。
If you do what is right, people will listen.
如果你做对的事情，人们会听你的话。
If your voice shouts louder than the others will be drowned.
如果你的声音比他们更大声的话，他们的声音会被淹没了。
If you're sharing testimony after testimony after testimony, faith will rise.
如果你不断的分享你的见证的话，信心会兴起来。
Sometimes we're just stupid. We can't connect A to B.
有时候我们比较愚蠢啊，我们不懂得怎样去联系
A 跟 B。
当我们一切的
all the ingredients
这一切的因素
is built into your life.
被建立在你的生命。
The Holy Spirit is coming upon you day and night, morning.
圣灵每一天呢，早上晚上都临到你的生命。
And God handpick you.
然后神拣选了你。
How can you fail?
你怎么可能失败？
He said, I've chosen a son of Jesse for myself.
神说呢，我连拣选了耶西的儿子给我自己。
Not even to shepherd the people, but for himself, for God himself.
是神为了自己保留的。
Because David was a man after God's own heart.
因为大卫是讨神喜悦的人。
He'll do everything to please God.
他会尽他所能的喜悦神的心。
Said the Lord, said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until all your enemies have placed a footstool under your feet.
他写这个诗篇说呢，我主对我主说，坐在我右手边，直到我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
And the Lord will strengthen your strong scepter and rule from Zion.
所以使你从西安伸出权杖，在西安掌权。
So you've already come this far at the battle line.
所以呢，已经来到了这个战场。
You get hurt by Mr. So and so.
然后呢，你受到某某人的伤害。
Get frustrated by this person who.
因为这个人所说的话，你感到灰心。
Like to hurt anybody and everybody.
那个人喜欢呢伤害别人，你为他的行动感到伤心。
David said, "What have I done now?"
大卫说，我做了什么呢？
Was it not just a question?
这不是一个问题吗？
The question he asked was pertaining to his own heart.
他的问题呢，是对关于他的心意。
He said, "What will the king give?"
他说，王能够给我什么？
Now, when you're young, you can fool around like this.
如果
when you get older,
年轻的时候可以比较愚笨，但是老了
this must not even be in your thoughts, because if God raises you up, He will do everything that you need.
他会做呢供应你一切的需要。
You don't have to fight for your survival.
你不需为你自己征战。
I don't fight for my survival. I just live.
我也不为我的生存征战，我只是继续活着。
Somebody asked me, "What do you do for a living?" I say, "I live."
有人问我，你赚钱赚什么为生呢？我说我继续活着。
It's no use that God has done so much great things and we lose everything.
神为我们做这样多伟大的事情，然后我们失去的一切是没有用的。
Go back to your first assignment.
要回去你起初的使命。
Go back to the original word that God has spoken to you.
神起初跟你说的话语。
Because all the other things came about by your own fantasy.
因为有些东西呢，都是你自己想象来的。
But we don't want to dream dreams that will not be fulfilled. We want dreams that accelerate towards fulfillment.
但是我们不要做白日梦，我们所做的梦呢，会加速我们完成神给我们的。
Hallelujah. This year is a year of happenings.
今年是神迹连连的一年。
Don't be a monkey that hears.
不要呢一只多进。
Don't be the one that sees.
不要呢只是没有看到。
Don't be the one who speaks.
不要呢只是讲而已。
Be the one that do it.
要成为呢采取行动的人。
I think we must seriously take our position in life.
所以呢我们要很严肃的看待。
You cannot be fooling with God.
不要呢轻看神。
In a dying world.
在这个临死的世界。
Where tragedy can happen just like that.
灾难可以任何时候都发生。
Whether you're Christian or not Christian.
不论是基督徒或者是非基督徒。
Accidents happen.
意外可能发生。
Christian die too.
基督徒也会死。
Little children of Christian, non-Christian parents die. Children of non-Christian parents also can die.
基督徒的父母可以死，然后非基督徒的父母也是可以死。
But God gives us a choice.
但是神给我们这个选择。
I told once I prophesied over one of the candidates for the presidency in Philippines.
我对一个菲律宾的总统发起人发言之后呢
，But as it came nearer and nearer, he didn't even submit his name.
但是最后呢，他最终呢，没有把他名字呈上去。
God spoke the word.
神就发出这个话语。
It didn't come to pass.
但是他没有成真。
Because the one who was supposed to carry the baton did not run.
因为那个候选人自己本身他不要跑。
You cannot win the race with three men.
你三个人如果三个人跑接力赛的话，不可以完成这个赛程的。
It's 400 meters.
因为是四乘四百米。
You cannot have three runners.
你不可以有三个赛跑者。
You have four.
你必须有四个。
So if you don't fulfill the condition, how are you going to rule?
所以呢，如果你没有这条件符合的话呢，你怎么可能掌权呢
？You're so excited about the polls coming. You didn't even register.
你呢很兴奋，但是你本身却没有登记。
Oh, I thought I did.
我以为我已经登记了。
No, you did not.
他没有。
When such things happen, you cannot blame God for this.
这些事情发生，不能够怪神啊。
There are so many intricate things happen.
很多这种怪怪的事情发生。
You know, there are so many things that are holding one another up.
很多东西呢彼此的。
But we must win.
但是我们必须得胜。
I say we must win.
我们必须得胜。
Rise above your bitterness.
胜过我们的苦毒。
Rise above your disappointment.
胜过我们的灰心失望。
Rise above your feelings.
胜过我们的感觉。
Because it's nothing more than just feelings.
因为呢，这些东西要超过我们的感受的。
We need to have a strong, configured spirit to push back all the debates and dialogues that the people want to have to shut down our faith.
我们必须呢，有刚强的心呢，把一切要抵挡我们信心的都压掉，压制。
The church can take over.
教会可以来夺回。
We know how to bring God's presence down.
我们可以把神的同在带下来。
I believe very strongly.
我很强烈的相信
that God is going to help you understand you're handpicked, chosen by God. You cannot fail, and you should not fail, and you should not think about failure.
你已经被神所拣选了，你不会失败，你不要想到你会失败，你不应该失败。
And one of our crusades, the young man came and said, I'll die for you, Jesus, I'll die for you. I stopped him immediately.
其中一个呢，在一个布道会，一个年轻人跟我说呢，哦，耶稣，我为你而死，我为你献上我的生命。
I said, God wants you to live for him, not die for him.
我说神要你为他而活，不是为他而死。
You haven't lived your life for him, why you want to die?
你还没有为他而活，为什么你要为他而死呢？
But if the Spirit of God is upon your life,
但是如果圣灵临到你的生命，
then something will happen.
一些事情将会发生。
Don't be distracted from your assignment. Stay focused. Don't get caught up in the conflict between your brothers and the people of God.
你要专注于你的使命，不要分散你的注意力，因为呢，你跟你的弟兄他们的冲突。
All right, let's come quickly to 1:17 Samuel. I'm going to go to point 5.
讲到第五点，撒母耳记上的第十七章。
In 1 Samuel,
撒母耳记上
17,
十七章
verse 30,
三十节。
Then, sorry. All right, from 34.
从三十四节开始。
34 and 35.
34跟35节。
36 and
37. 还有到37节。
Are you ready? Let me give you the fifth point.
准备好了吗？给第五点。
Reading in verse 34.
从34节开始。
But David said to Saul, your servant was standing his father's sheep when a lion and a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by the beard and struck him and killed him.
大卫对扫罗说，你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中呢衔一只羊，羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来，他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死。
In verse 36 he said, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he hasto reproach the armies of the living God.
第三十六节，你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。
Look at David's declaration in verse 37.
The Lord, 你看见大卫的宣告，三十七节。
The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hands of the Philistines. So Saul said to him, go and may the Lord be with you.
耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。扫罗对大卫说，你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。
Point number 5.
第五点。
Slay the lion and the bear.
击杀狮子和熊。
And do not tell anyone about it.
不要告诉别人。
Because these are sacred experiences.
因为这是个很秘密的经历。
That build your faith.
能够建立你的信心。
You look at the lion.
你看见狮子。
You kill him.
你杀害他，杀掉他。
The bear comes rushing.
然后熊也来了。
You struck it.
你呢打死他。
And kill both the lion and the bear.
打死了狮子和熊。
Slay the lion and the bear and don't tell anyone about it.
打死狮子和熊而却不告诉别人。
Most of our growing up, because every time something happened in our life, we just blare on, blare on, blare on, blare on.
很多时候当我们成长的阶段呢，有些事情发生在我们身上，我们就讲出来，讲出来。
Because people are watching you.
因为人们在观看着你的生命。
People are watching us.
人们在观看着我们。
How we behave on the platform, behind the platform.
在这个讲台上你怎样的行为。
Before the platform.
在幕后你怎样的行为？
You can say nice things, but people watch your life. They read your life.
你可以讲很好听的话，但是人们在观看着你的生命。
Some of us can kill the lion and the bear.
有一些人，我们呢可以击杀狮子和熊。
But we got a big mouth just like Goliath.
但是呢，我们就有一个大嘴巴，就好像哥利亚这样。
That's why some battles we win, some battles we lose is because of the power of the mouth.
所以为什么我们可以一些征战可以打赢一些打输？因为呢，我们口里的力量。
Now reflect on your memory.
所以呢，你要记得，只要想一下。
When God said to God's people, He said, "I'll bring you into the land, and you'll possess the land."
当神对他的子民说呢，你要进入这应许之地，你要得着。
They said, "No, we cannot go because there are giants there."
但是他们对神说，我们不可以进去，因为那边有大巨人。
These are the ten that brought bad report.
这十个探子把不好的消息带回来。
The two Caleb and Joshua said, "Yes, we can. We are strong as we are that day as we are today."
Caleb 对跟 Joshua 说呢，我们可以的，我们可以得着这个应许之地。
But if you go and spoil your secret,
但是如果你把秘密泄露的话呢，
you can find fear coming into your heart.
你会发觉到呢，惧怕会临到你的生命。
David knew how he destroyed the lion and the bear.
大卫知道他怎样呢击杀狮子和熊。
I'll deal the same way with this uncircumcised Philistine.
他说呢，我这未受割礼的非利士人，我一样的可以对付他们。
Don't tell anyone because this is for your own personal trying, testing.
不要告诉别人，当神在呢啊，给你提出试验的时候。
The human factor is very important in fulfilling our destiny.
所以人的因素很重要，当我们要完成我们的使命。
Not only God is sovereign.
不单单神是大人的
but man must be responsible.
但人也要负起这个责任。
So you cannot say that God said it and it did not come to pass.
所以你不可以说，神讲了，为什么还没有成真呢？
The part that is lacking is not God's part; it's a part of the human.
缺乏的那部分不是在责任不在于神，而在于人。
You know, if I point out somebody here and I said you will be the some major official in the government department, you will be shocked. I think he.
如果我对某一些的听众人发言说，你将要成为呢在政府里面的官高官，你说啊他。
You can doubt the prophecy.
你可能本身呢也会怀疑这个预言呢。
But he cannot.
但是那个领受预言的他不可以。
Because a lot of things are conditional. Because we try, should I run? Should I not run? Should I go for the first seed or second seed and?You are confused when the word of God comes. You got to learn to live by it.
因为很多预言呢，预言都是有条件性的。当预言临到你的时候，你会自己要做这个决定。我应该做吗？不应该吗
？The strength of our life is to believe in His word.
我们生命的力量来是相信神的话语。
We are born again.
你重生。
Baptized in the Holy Spirit.
受了圣灵的洗。
Strengthen our inner man.
灵人得刚强。
Let God work in His will inside you.
让神的旨意在你里面动工。
Let me read quickly Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 to 13.
腓立比书的第二章第十二节。
So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not just in my presence only, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God who is at work in you, both to will and to do His good pleasure.
这样看来呢，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不单我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧，战战兢兢，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们的立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Work out your salvation, for is God is working in you.
因为呢，神呢乃是在你心里运行。
So God is working in you.
所以神在你心里面运行。
You got to work it out.
你必须呢做成你得救的功夫。
Every day you take a shake for your meal.
每一天当你吃饭的时候呢
？And then what happens is this.
发生了什么事呢
？If you don't put on bulk, you cannot carve out muscles.
如果呢你没有去训练的话呢，你的肌肉不会出来。
You remember the story I said to you? I went to see a pharmacist.
你记得吗？我去看一个药剂师。
Because there was a picture of a strong black man.Muscular man photograph on that place, advertisement on that place.
因为他们那边有广告说啊，有一个很肌肉的、强壮的黑人。
Then I said to myself, I want to have muscles as big as this one.
然后我对那个药剂师说，我要有这个像黑人这样的肌肉。
The man said to me, I can only make you a hard stick because you are so thin. I was very thin. I'm still very thin.Compared to when I send with somebody else.
那个药剂师跟我说呢，因为你没有肌肉啊，我如果给你吃这样东西的话，你只能够像像木这样硬啊。
If you want to have muscles,
因为如果你要有肌肉
，you got to have bulk.
你必须呢有这个。
We can carve down the bulk.
把这个肥胖，你的肌肉。
But you, I can only make you a hardened stick.
因为你太瘦了，我只能够把你变成一个硬的木材。
That was the end of the gym.
这就是我去到健身中心的那个故事了。
God is doing an amazing work in our lives.
神在做奇妙的事情在我们的生命。
So we must slay the giant.
我们必须击杀巨人。
Because we have slain the lion and the bear.
因为我们已经曾经击杀了熊跟狮子。
I pray that you will be choosing to become significant.
我祷告是要拣选你成为显著的人。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的圣名。
I pray that you will be handpicked and selected by God Himself.
我祷告你要被神自己所亲自拣选。
I pray that the Spirit of God will come upon you mightily from this day forward.
我祷告圣灵要大大的临到你的生命。
That you'll be a champion to reckon with.
你乃是被人为看到的冠军。
A mighty giant slayer.
一个大人的勇士。
City taker.
能够夺取城市。
Nation builder.
建造国家。
Start with your father's assignment.
从你父亲给你的使命开始。
Be faithful in another man's ministry.
在另外一个人的施工上你要来忠心。
Until you have received the impartation and the legacy, until you become like your father.
直到呢你领受了这个传递传承，直到你好像你属灵父亲这样。
You know, it's good for Isaac to know this. It's good for ANS to know this too.
以撒网络跟外万国圣殿的会友，你们要知道。
In some situations, you see, you want to rise, but people always have this sad thing about them when they look at me.
啊，有时候什么要情况呢？人们你要兴起的时候，当人们看着我的生命的时候，他们不断。
爸爸 ，you used to preach very strong.
爸爸，你以前讲的很刚强的讲道。
I still am preaching very strong.
我现在还是很强的讲道。
You may not feel it because you are trying to analyze this whole process in your head.
你可能没有感受到，你因为你靠着你的思想在思考。
But I believe.
但是我相信。
The just shall live by faith.
啊，公义人呢，借着信心而活。
The faith will be credited for us.
我们的信心将是伟大的。
That amazing things can happen.
然后奇妙事情将要发生。
So don't miss out on your own assignment.
所以呢，不要失去神给你的使命。
Number four.
第四点。
If you want to be great and mighty.
你要成为大人的勇士。
You want to be a giant slayer.
你要击杀巨人。
Don't be distracted from your assignment by the rising conflict with your brothers and other people.
不要因为你跟别人的那种冲突摩擦呢，而使到你分散了你的注意力。
Sometimes the devil can use Peter.
有时候魔鬼可以利用彼得。
And he said to Jesus, "You shall not go to the cross."
他对耶稣说，你不应该去十字架。
Because he wanted Jesus for himself.
因为他为要耶稣来帮助他，为了他自己。
Because they trust that this man can help.
因为他们认为呢，耶稣可以帮忙。
So we put all our hope in him.
我把一切的希望都放在他身上。
And then he died.
他死了之后呢
？Hold on to your faith.
你要呢抓紧你的信心。
That's why Abraham is seen as a friend of God in a very special way.
为什么亚伯拉罕成为神的朋友
？Because the Bible says that even though he wasHis body was dead, the wife's body was decaying. They did not have the power to conceive until the word of God came.
因为他们虽然年老了，他的妻子呢也是年老气衰了，他们没有能力怀孕了，直到神的话语临到他们。
It is amazing to me that if you hold on to God's word, at some point he has to come.
所以呢，如果我们抓紧神的话语，在某一刻他会成真。
If I tell you I'm going to have dinner with you tonight at 7 o'clock,
如果告诉你说今天晚七点我要跟你一起吃晚餐
，you have to go back and shave and take a shower or whatever, get ready,
然后准备好。
Because at the time 7 o'clock begins to come,
因为当七点来到的时候呢
，you are ready to go,
你已经预备好要来出席了。
But、I said, ah, never mind, I just wait.
啊，你说不要紧呢，再等就好了。
And the time when you want to move is all blockages.
然后当你一刻你要离开你的家的时候呢，哇，有路障啊，交通阻塞了，所以一个神迹。
In your obedience,
当我们顺服的时候，就有神迹。
I'm telling you, there's a miracle in your obedience.
当你顺服的时候，就有了神迹。
Your obedience can carry you through things that nothing else can help.
你的顺服呢，可以带领你胜过一切的困难。
Because you cannot be bought or sold.
因为你不能够被买或者卖。
So slay the lion and the bear, and don't tell anyone about it.
所以呢，你要击杀狮子跟熊，不要把你的秘密告诉别人。
May God bless you this morning.
愿神今天早上祝福你们。
You become significant. You be the head and not the tail.
愿你成为头，不成为尾。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的圣名。
That you be the strong one, not the weaker one.
愿你成为刚强的，不是软弱的。
None of these things that the enemy wants to place upon people will fall upon you.
这些敌人的计谋呢，不能够临到你。
I pray in the name of Jesus.
我祷告奉耶稣的圣名。
That every sickness will be healed.
一切疾病要得医治。
Every disease will be healed.
一切疾病要得医治。
This is God's prophetic word for us.
这是神给我们先知性的话语。
Death will die.
死亡要死去。
Sickness will flee.
疾病要逃跑。
Demons will flee at the name of Jesus.
魔鬼要奉耶稣的圣名要逃跑。
Every knee must bow.
一切万膝都要跪拜。
Every tongue must confess.
万口都要承认。
Nations after nations will fall on their knees and worship you.
一个国家接着一个国家敬拜我们的神。
Right across the nations of the world, the Spirit of God is moving.
神的圣灵正在运行。
That new things will begin to happen.
新的事情正在发生。
Lord, I thank you.
神，我感谢你。
Let give us a fresh new start this month of March.
在这个三月，给我们一个新的开始。
That your church will march forward.
让你的教会向前进。
And enter into all the things that you have designed us to enter into.
进入一切你为我们所计划的。
We pray that the school will be established.
我们祷告我们的国际学校要被建立。
The church will be established.
教会也要被建立。
The businesses will be established.
我们的生意也要被建立。
And above all, our families be established.
我们的家庭也要。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名
not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord.
非势力非才能，是靠神的圣灵。
Every mountain shall be removed.
一切的高山要被移除。
Every hole of the enemy be pushed back.
一切敌的捆绑要被推开。
That you create a desire in our hearts to meet together as a church once again, like before.
你使我们有这个心意呢，使到教会可以重新聚集。
The new tomorrow is going back to the original.
新常态就是回到神起初的状况。
God wants to set us free from staying in this confined situation.
释放我们，使我们不受这个管制力。
And have oppression over your mind.
或者心中有这个。
Be free right now.
这是要得释放。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Our children will begin to grow.
我们的孩子开始成长。
The seed of the righteous will be mighty.
公义的种子是伟大的。
Though they do not have the school that is needed, we pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will watch over them, guard them, guide them, and protect them.
虽然他们不能去学校，这时候圣灵请求你来保护他们，教导他们，带领他们。奉耶稣的圣名。
I long to see you again.
我愿意再看见你们。
Pray that we all can come together as soon as possible.
祷告我们很快的能够聚集在一起。
So that this COVID-19 will not continue.
直到这个新冠肺炎不会继续猖狂下去。
Nobody will use it or misuse it.
没有人会呢滥用这个疫情。
Now all the confusion that's taking place.
或者是各种的混乱。
We are free from confusion.
我们从各种混乱中得释放。
We thank you, you bring peace in our mind.
感谢你带来平安在我们的思想。
Peace in our body.
在我们的身体带来平安。
Peace in our emotions.
还有情绪上的平安。
So the new day has begun.
新的日子已经开始。
A new way of living has come.
新生活的样式已经开始。
We have entrance into the Holy of Holies.
我们要进入圣所。
What a great opportunity.
乃是个很好的，极大的荣
幸。Learn to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength.
我们要全心全力全力的来爱神。
Maybe in His favor, in His mercy, He will open up an entrance for you also.
真的怜悯跟恩宠的时候，我们能够进入他的同在。
Mom asked me today, "Are there angels?" I said yes.
妈问我今天有没有天使呢？我说有。
Not inside the building.
不是在这个建筑物里面
outside all around,
乃是在外面
they're already on alert,
他们呢都预备好了
on assignment,
要做出他们的
because there are many things that need to be done,
因为很多东西要
Christians must not be oppressed under the circumstances,
基督徒不应该因为受到环境的压制
go up to a high mountain,
要去到高山上
where there's nobody around,
在那里没有别人
then stand up and lift your hands,
然后呢 站起来举起你的手
supernatural things will happen,
超自然的事情将要发生。
I was in Pastor Buckley's home state.
我去到了Pastor Buckley的国家。
We climbed up a small hill.
我们呢爬上一座高山。
I stood there and prophesied over the nation.
我站在那里对向那国家发预言。
Now I know why Moses was not supposed to be in the streets.
现在我们知道为什么摩西不应该去那街道。
But choose for yourself, man. Joshua, go out and fight the battle. I will go up into the spirit world.
那先知耶稣亚去上战场，他说我要进入灵界里面。
I pray you find that mountain.
我祷告你要找到这座高山。
You can stand on and begin to prophesy victory for your people.
你可以站在那里，然后发预言胜利。
That when your hand is weak, the ones closest to you will help you.
当你的手软弱的时候，那些接近你的人可以帮助你。
What is the use of raising up people close to you and then they don't know how to fit in to help you?
如果你兴起那些靠近你的人，但是他不懂得怎样帮助你，是没有用的。
Let the spirit of understanding, wisdom, and revelation be our portion in Jesus' name.
让智慧、理解，还有智
2021,
2021
the year to make things happen.
直到神迹发生。
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.